What Would Charles Lindbergh Think? By Beyond Today Magazine Managing Editor Scott Ashley. As I was passing through the San Diego airport recently after attending a conference, being an aviation buff, I saw something that stopped me in my tracks. Suspended to one side of the airport terminal was a plane that I instantly recognized. A full-size replica of the Spirit of St. Louis. The plane Charles Lindbergh flew in crossing the Atlantic Ocean from New York to Paris in 1927. Today we live in a world that takes air travel for granted, so it's hard for us to fathom how great Lindbergh's achievement was viewed at the time. No one had achieved such a feat before. Flying solo non-stop across the Atlantic Ocean for 33 and a half hours. There was no margin for error. Failure meaning near certain death. The 25-year-old Lindbergh was instantly hailed as a hero around the world. Although a civilian, as a reserve military officer, he was awarded the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military decoration, and the Distinguished Flying Cross. France awarded him the Legion of Honor Medal, its highest honor. In New York, he was honored with a massive ticker tape parade attended by an estimated 4 million people. Time magazine chose him as its Man of the Year. San Diego International Airport is named Lindbergh Field in his honor. He was a true hero. After admiring the plane for a few minutes and contemplating Lindbergh's monumental achievement, I left to find my gate only to be stopped in my tracks once again. Only yards from this plane was a bathroom sign that baffled me. I was used to seeing the generic universal male and female symbols on restroom doors, but this one had both those plus another, a half male, half female icon. All gender restroom, the sign helpfully explained. Anyone can use this restroom regardless of gender identity or expression. I started to go in, thought better of it, then chose to go elsewhere. What would Charles Lindbergh think? I asked myself as I walked away. Indeed, what would Charles Lindbergh think? If he had any idea how radically his country would be transformed only a generation or two after his death, I wonder if he might have never wanted to come back down to Earth. I also thought about how this sign must strike the hundreds of U.S. military personnel from the nearby naval base, aviation field, and U.S. Marine base who passed through this airport daily. Is this what they signed up for? To defend the rights of confused men to use women's bathrooms and vice versa? The contrast between these colliding realities was disorienting. What a sick world, I thought to myself. To be so blatantly reminded of our ever-increasing societal degeneration and rejection of our Creator and His instruction when all I wanted was a simple bathroom break before catching my flight. Sadly, it's getting harder and harder to escape a world in which, as the prophet Isaiah foretold, people call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah 5:20. As I've been working on this issue with its theme on the futility of Darwin's theory of evolution, I've thought back to that bathroom sign with its three genders and how the powers that a year ago forced homosexual marriage down the throat of the American public are now forcing acceptance of another form of sexual deviancy. I shudder to think what's next. Yet it shouldn't be surprising, because when many in society come to believe they're the result of a series of random, unguided, accidental mutations as assumed by Darwinian evolution, then nothing is right and nothing is wrong, and none of it matters anyway. Ideas have consequences. That's why it's crucial that you arm yourself with the facts about the key questions of life, including whether God really exists, whether the Bible is His inspired word, and what His plan and purpose is for you. This issue is a good place to start. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.